I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. New information on what Bo Bergdahl endured in captivity. Let's get started.
Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl was physically abused during his 5 years in Taliban captivity. After an escape attempt, he was held at some point in a very small enclosed space described as a cage or box, a senior U.S. official tells CNN. One indicator of an injury, a classified video of Bergdahl made by the Taliban last December included scenes where he is cradling his arm. Bergdahl is also suffering from psychological traumas, the official tells CNN. Bergdahl's captivity conditions changed over time as the Taliban loosened or tightened security around him. They also moved him frequently to avoid detection by the U.S. The top U.S. military commander in Europe told Christian Amanpour that Bergdahl is not yet being formally questioned.
I wouldn't say he's actually being debriefed yet. What we're concentrating on right now is his health. He has been in a very tough place for a long time.
Sources say Bergdahl is psychologically stable enough to speak with his parents, but has not yet done so. With the Army opening a new review into what happened, the Pentagon is getting more cautious in its public statements.
We really have to get a chance to talk to Sergeant Bergdahl before we can, you know, start to prejudge or speculate about what the specifics of his captivity was like.
Since the Vietnam War POWs returned, the military has run a program to evaluate the mental and physical effects of captivity on military personnel and found generally good news.
They need to realize that there's life after being a POW, that most people bounce back, that bouncing back is largely a choice.
And Barbara Starr joins us now at the Pentagon. Do we know more about what the backup plan was?
Well, we talk about the backup plan. What if it had all gone wrong? When that helicopter came in, you still look at that video. You understand they were doing that on 1 hour notice. We know now that right up until the last minute, they were still talking to the Taliban, getting the exact instructions where to go. The backup plan, what if it had gone wrong? What if those Taliban had started shooting? We know that there were surveillance aircraft overhead. They had eyes on every one of those Taliban. And those troops on the ground, starting with those standing right next to the helicopter, were prepared, we are told, fully prepared to engage in combat, grab Bo Bergdahl, and make a run for it. Backup forces would have come in very quickly, Anderson.
The proof of life video that you mentioned that we've heard so much about, is that something that might be made public?
There's a lot of discussion within the administration about doing it. They have showed it to the senators, of course. It is classified at this time. I think one of the central questions is whether or not it is appropriate to show an American military member in captivity in very questionable circumstances, of course, whether that is exploiting him to any extent, whether they want him to get better, whether there's a sense it would violate his privacy. That's what we're beginning to hear.
All right, Barbara, appreciate the update. Thanks. President Obama weighed in again today on the deal that he made for Bo Bergdahl.
It was a unanimous decision among my principals in my government, and a view that was shared by the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And this is something that I would do again, and I will continue to do wherever I have an opportunity if I have a member of our military who's in captivity. We're going to try to get him out.